who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Come on in. Stay a while. ESPN analyst J.J. Redick will join us. Get us ready for tonight. It's game five. Heat at the Celtics. In case you're wondering, for entertainment purposes only, the Heat are getting 8.5 tonight in Boston. Do you believe that point spread? Well, that's what it is right now. And if you're wondering about over-unders for tonight, I'll have that for you coming up as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. My plan gives you control over your phone plan. To celebrate, we're giving you the opportunity to control Marvin's cookout playlist for tomorrow. You pick the era of the music he's going to play, 70s, 80s, 90s, or the aughts. Right now, the 70s is crushing. Go to danpatrick.com. You vote on the playlist you want to hear tomorrow on the show, and then tune in for the Meet Friday. Make sure that you check out my plan. You can do this with everything you want with your plan. You choose what you want, thanks to Verizon. All right, play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. And a few other items here. Ja Morant, the police department, did a welfare check after he had a cryptic message on Instagram saying goodbye to his mom and dad, his daughter. Turns out he was saying goodbye to, I think, social media. And at least that's what we're told so far. The NBA has not disciplined him yet. And that's something I want to ask J.J. Redick about that. What does he think will happen with Ja Morant? But Ja Morant, it you know, got my attention when TMZ was reporting it. It wasn't ESPN reporting; it was TMZ, and it felt like there was more to it. And thankfully, not. But I wonder what exactly. And it's a good thing to leave social media right now if you're Ja Morant. I don't think you have to do it in the way he did it. You just leave social media. But with the cryptic message out there, I think we thought the worst. Poll question today, Seton. What are we going to go with?
Well, we got one from Paul, and we've got a slew from the toddler.
Slew from Todd.
Yeah, we could start with Paul's, though. I'd rather my team get swept in a series or lose game seven at the buzzer.
Okay. This is something that Todd brought up yesterday, where do you want to have that pain, the agony of losing game seven? And my point is, yes, I want a game seven. I don't want to go four games. If you said to LeBron, hey, you want to get swept or you want to go game seven and you lose in dramatic fashion, I think you'll go down. You'll go down, you know, firing. You want an opportunity there. Now, we do bring this up because there was a sweep in hockey. The Florida Panthers swept the Carolina Hurricanes. Although, I don't know if it was a sweep according to the Hurricanes head coach. Here's Rod Brind'Amour.
The unfortunate part of this is he's going to look back and everyone's going to say he got swept. And that's not what happened. I watched the game. I'm there. I'm cutting the game. We're in the game. We didn't lose four games. We got beat, but it's, you know, we were right there, and this could have went the other way, and this could have been four games the other way.
Okay. Paulie, would you check how many games were in this series?
Yeah, it wasn't best of nine, Dan. It was best of seven. They lost 4-0.
Okay.
Your Hurricanes.
Now, is that a sweep?
I don't want to call out Rob Brindamore. I don't want any part of that.
Okay.
So I'm not going to go there.
Did the Nuggets sweep the Lakers?
Felt that way.
Okay. Yes, Don.
Technically. But, you know, one team wins, one team loses. There's other things involved. You can't just go by the four game to nothing thing.
I get what he's trying to say. You didn't get embarrassed, but you did get swept.
I mean,
No, you did.
Let's wait till all the cards are counted.
You got swept. Every game was competitive. They had Matthew Tkachuk, and you didn't. Pretty much that's what it came down to. Yes, Paul.
To be fair, we're not hockey experts. Maybe it's not called a sweep in hockey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey. All right.
It's not a sweep like that.
All right. Play it again just so I can understand what what Coach Brindamore is talking about.
The unfortunate part of this is he's going to look back and everyone's going to say he got swept. And that's not what happened. I watched the game. I'm there. I'm cutting the game. We're in the game. We didn't lose four games. We got beat, but it's, you know, we were right there, and this could have went the other way, and this could have been four games the other way.
It could have, and if it had gone four games the other way, it would have been a sweep.
He goes, we got beat, but we didn't lose four games.
No, we did not.
I mean, we did, but we didn't like lose them like that.
Yeah. Yes, Tom.
We cannot lose and still win in the National Hockey League.
They score more goals, but they didn't outscore us in the
Golden Knights. They won every game of the series, but that doesn't mean that
we just happened to not win any of those first four games. That's really what it is.
If we played longer, then maybe we would.
We probably would have got one. Yeah, is what I'm saying.
Golden Knights versus the Stars, and there could be a sweep. Well, I don't know. Is there going to? Would it be a sweep if? Yes, Mark.
No, they would just lose four games.
Okay,
not a sweep though.
Okay. Once again, not hockey experts, but I thought it was a sweep. Yes, Mark.
Who the hockey callers? They're calling in. You guys don't know anything. You guys want to just talk hockey? We're talking hockey.
You got Zamboni. Maybe they call it something else in hockey because they don't sweep the ice. They Zamboni the ice.
Yes.
I do appreciate the positive spin because sweep sounds like a harsh word. Like, you know, maybe you got blown out. You didn't even have a chance of winning one game. They were competitive. But technically, they got swept. Move on and accept it and wait till next season.
Okay. One goal games. How many did you win? None. How many did they win? Four. That'd be a sweep.
But they played better than what a sweep would be.
They did. Yes. Yeah.
It still counts as a sweep, though.
It does. Yes.
4-0.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, Paul.
Florida Panthers. Are Panthers indigenous to the South Florida area? And I'm just asking. That's one of those mascots. Is there a background there? Is there a hook there? Mm. Panthers.
Mm. Well, I don't know. Carolina Panthers? I don't know how many Panthers they have there.
It's more mountainous in the Carolina area. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if you find them in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Right.
Yes, Eden.
I believe that they are one of two native cat species in the state.
Okay.
Is that off the top of your head?
Yes.
But we're not hockey people.
If I'm not mistaken, panthers have been documented throughout much of the peninsula, even into Georgia.
Okay.
That's just off the top of my head.
Okay.
Wow, the team is named for the Florida panther, Dan, an endangered species of large cats natural to the Everglades region. Okay.
Yes, Tom.
I think you're just as likely to see a panther as an alligator or a crocodile in the Everglades in parts of Florida. I think that's true. It's very common.
If memory serves, the core population, I believe, is found in the Lake Okeechobee region.
Okay.
But could be mistaken. Somebody check that.
Can't let your children go out and play in the streets because a panther could come running up to them. You got to be really safe with these kids.
A panther or a bobcat? I can't tell in Florida. There's so many of them both.
Like Matthew Tkachuk could come right up.
You come home right after school. You get right home. Those panthers are running all over the place in the backyard.
It's not the heat. It's the panthers that get you down there.
Yeah. Okay.
We crushed that.
Yeah, we did. Nobody covers hockey like we cover hockey.
More in this state, in the state of Florida, more Panthers or more Rays fans going to games?
What is the least apt name for, a nickname for a team?
Oh, so the nickname that makes no sense whatsoever. You've been to Salt Lake a lot, Dan. How many jazz clubs would you say there are there in the Salt Lake area?
I think I've been to one jazz club.
Okay.
Just because I wanted to go to a jazz club in Utah and Salt Lake just to say, oh, I went to a jazz club there. Yeah, Marv.
Was it owned by a jazz player or were they playing actual jazz music?
I don't know.
Like, oh, Howard Isley owns this.
Howard Isley.
You could have a jazz club there and it have it all be team memorabilia.
Yeah, it'd be like John Stockton's jazz club. Coming in there, hey, what's up? Yeah.
Abba dabba dabba doo wah.
Yeah. Boop boop bop 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 bop. Hey, where's the music?
Oh, no. Lieutenant Rudy Gobert. Dabba did dabba dabba. Donovan Mitchell, he's gone.
Was that your Louis Armstrong or something there?
I see trades. That's great, Lenny. 5 first-round picks.
I love that. Wow.
That is bloop, bloop, bloop right there from Marvin. Well done. Well done. Come on now. All right. What else do we have as far as the poll question goes?
Well, things are going so well. I don't know why we'd pivot over to Todd's, okay. But we could do that. Okay. No offense.
No offense. NBA playoffs headline tomorrow, more likely will be. Things are heating up. We're headed back to Miami. Did you buy into Celtics? You got ripped off.
Okay.
Is the NFL becoming more like flag football? Come on now. That's just silly. Sure is. My co-ed Rec League has more contact. Now I got to pronounce Matt Kachuk.
Yeah, I'm not even asking you to say who scored the game-winning goal for the Panthers.
But here's a valid question. Matt Kachuk and the Panthers sweeping the Hurricanes and playing for the Cup is a huge story worthy of much discussion and analysis. A nice accomplishment. Anyway, who do you like in Heat Celtics tonight?
Here's Andy Reid talking about the new kickoff rule.
I don't know. We'll have to go through all that. My thing is, where does it stop, right? So you start taking pieces, and, you know, we'll see how this goes. But you don't want to take too many pieces away or you'll be playing flag football.
All right. And he's got guys who can return kicks, you know. He had Dante Hall, you know. Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, and, you know, those are weapons. You have players who can change a game. And Andy is saying, now what do we do? And I wonder if, is there something in 2 years from now? Because that's what happens with the NFL. It's like, all right, we're going to do this now. See how it goes. And then we'll get a larger sample size on data, returns, injuries, all of those things. I still think, you know, the punt return is just as dangerous because these kickers are so good, they outkick their coverage. And therefore, you do have returns. Now, they've taken out those, you know, those crackback blocks, blindside blocks, hits. But still, you're creating something where somebody has time to build up speed and you're going to have collisions there. Yes, Seton?
Did you mean it was dangerous as in a dangerous play or a dangerous play to players? The kickoff is still dangerous.
It's a dangerous play to players. The punt return is. I think so. But they want to do away with the kickoff. But you still want to have a kickoff to kick off the game, start the game, and give the illusion that, hey, the kickoff, hey, they could take this back. But that usually doesn't happen. And we're looking at the number of touchbacks. Plus, these kickers are so good, you're telling your kicker, basically, kick it out of the end zone. That's the reason why we have you. Kick it out of the end zone. Or if you can have those pooch kicks or whatever they're called, where it's inside the 5 and the 15-yard line, then maybe you pin them back. Yeah, Paul.
But the new rule just crush the pooch kicks. Now, if they pooch kick it to your 6-yard line,
fair catch.
Fair catch at the 25, like college football.
Yeah. All right. What's the poll question we're going to go with?
Why don't we go with would you rather get swept or lose at the buzzer?
Okay. Let's go around the room. Lose at the buzzer game 7, or you get swept sort of like the Carolina Panthers and the LA Lakers did. Todd?
I guess you want to go the distance, even though it's heartbreaking to lose right at the end like that.
You do not believe that, because yesterday you sang a different tune.
I did sing a different tune, but yeah. I got a chance to get a good night's sleep. And
what's the one you really believe? Oh, you really had to sleep on it?
No, because I'm thinking about my favorite team, and I'd rather them be able to make it interesting to the very end. I've seen enough Broncos Super Bowl blowouts where it would have been a lot more fun seeing them lose maybe in the final moments than just get completely humiliated.
I was going to say, you can't get swept in football.
You can't.
One game sweep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd like to see them go as far as they can, and then even if it's heartbreaking. But
Seton, what about you?
Yeah, you got to go as far as you can. Yeah, right. You have to at least be in it. Yeah. If
in it to win it.
Yeah. If you get swept, it feels like just like a loser's way to go about it.
Marvin.
Yeah, I'm going seven games.
Yeah. Paulie.
This is tough because you forget about sweeps. You don't think about, you don't nitpick sweeps because you weren't going to win it. You're signing up for pain. You're signing up for decades of second guessing. We could have won that series. I would take seven games and losing at the buzzer because it feels more competitive. But you are signing up for years. And let's say you don't go back to the World Series or you don't go back somewhere. You know, until the Cubs won the World Series, that 04, 03 Cubs team was like, you thought about it. You thought about it. You thought about it. We could have done this. We could have done that. And you're signing up for decades, maybe a pain. But yes, you got to do it.
Yes.
Right. Would you rather not be nominated at all for a sports Emmy or be nominated and lose? I'd rather be nominated.
Yes.
It's kind of the same thing.
We've done both.
Well, we have really no choice. Times. We have no choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have played better, I guess.
And it's a little crushing because the sports Emmys were just a couple of days ago. So it still hurts.
Didn't even register.
Yeah. It still
didn't
hurts.
Even
yeah.
notice.
Well, I did notice some of the people who did win.
Oh, whatever. Sports Center.
Yeah. Sports
Give me a break.
Sports Center should win every single year for best daily show. When you think about it, Sports Center is on all the time. You should be able to put together five segments that say, boy, look at what we did on SportsCenter.
Isn't it the kind of the same thing over and over again, though? It's like a formula that it's kind of hard to screw up at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean.
Oh.
Coming up on sports.
No.
It's like when they invented it 30 years ago, it was like, dang, this is revolutionary. This is a hell of a show. But now it's kind of like plug and play.
Oh, okay.
Here's where we do the highlights. Here's where we get some analysis.
All right.
Here's where we do a funny bit. Here's where we do.
Yeah, Paul.
I mean, I don't think I'm
wrong. I see what Seton's saying. There's a formula to SportsCenter. It hasn't changed. But like a couple of years ago, I think SportsCenter got nominated during COVID when Van Pelt Show did that senior night thing, like small colleges and small high schools that didn't get to finish out the year.
But Van Pelt doesn't do SportsCenter.
It is technically SportsCenter.
But it's still Scott doing his version of SportsCenter.
Right, but like his show was nominated under the SportsCenter umbrella. Yeah. So that one was, I thought, like, that's inventive, that's new.
When SportsCenter won back in the mid-90s, when I was there with Keith, we didn't get Sports Emmys. The talent didn't get it. We could buy one if we wanted to, but all the coordinating producers, the APs, they got Sports Emmys. And then we're like, we kind of helped you win this thing, didn't we? They go, yep, you want to buy a sports Emmy? Like, nah, I don't think so. I'm not bitter. Not bitter at all. Yes, Todd.
And they have to do a whole hour show with such a small staff. I don't know how they get that,
I know.
Get that on the
air. When you see the number of people who get sports Emmys for SportsCenter winning the best daily show, it's hundreds of people.
That's how so many people have Emmys. I know people that have like 15 Emmys.
I know.
And it's like.
Yeah. What did you do for that? I don't know. I'm just employed there. Okay, let's take a break.
Rather lose in painful fashion.
Yeah. J.J. Redick will join us coming up next year. We'll get to phone calls, got our poll question. A lot of things to dive into today. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. I walked into the mail room, and there they were, right in front of me. You wanted to grab them. You wanted to touch them. You wanted to taste them. You want to grab my buns. King's Hawaiian buns are here.
King's Hawaiian buns?
Yes, they are. What did you think I meant?
I don't know. I just got lost in your eyes or something.
Well, it's Slider Sunday, but it's going to be Slider Friday tomorrow.
Hawaiian buns a little better than the average.
KingsHawaiian.com. You get recipe inspiration, all the things that we're going to cook tomorrow. You can go to kingshawaiian.com. Monster dunk sliders, ribeye, some onions on there. The Hawaiian pretzel slider bun, that should be illegal. So whether you're barbecuing with friends, getting together, watching the big game, or Sunday family dinner, King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a slider Sunday. Go to your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, passing away at the age of 83. Bet $5, win $150 in bonus bets at DraftKings.com. New customers, don't wait. Throw down at least $5 on any pregame money line for a chance to win $150 in bonus bets at DraftKings.com. We're waiting for J.J. Redick, ESPN analyst, to join us on the program. So you have the game tonight. Here's the over-unders, in case you're wondering, according to DraftKings. The Miami Heat are getting 8.5 tonight against the Celtics. Do I buy into that point spread? No, because if we've looked at all the other games where Boston was favored and we saw what the end result was. Over under Jimmy Butler tonight. Marvin?
27.5.
Todd?
25.5.
Seton?
28.5.
Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, man.
Nailed it.
Over under Jason Tatum tonight, Paul?
28.5.
Todd?
29.5.
Seton?
27.5.
Marvin?
25.5.
30.5.
What?
Ooh, pressure.
Over under Jaylen Brown tonight. Seton?
17.5.
Marvin?
23.5.
Paulie?
24.5.
Todd?
21.5.
22.5. Over under Al Horford, future Hall of Famer.
6.5.
Marv?
8.5.
Paulie?
Triple single with 8.5, 9.5.
Todd.
I'm going to go 11.5.
7.5.
Ooh, slap in the face.
Slap in the base.
Hall of Famer.
7.5 points for Al Horford.
And at the quarter? What are they saying here?
Game five, Al, they call it.
Big 7.5. Big, crucial 7.5.
When do you get those 7.5? That's the key. Could be in the final 5 minutes there. Over under Bam Adebayo Jr. the third, Seton.
17.5.
Bloop, bloop! Yes! You did it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, the Heat are still favorites to win the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, recency bias, but after watching the Celtics, the Celtics we saw last game, that's the way the Celtics were during the regular season. And the way Miami played last game, that's the way Miami was during the regular season. Now can Boston continue to do that? They haven't played well at home. They got a losing record at home in the postseason. And you go back home, and I don't know if Miami views this as a home court advantage for Boston. Yes, Marv.
The Celtics are taking this. They're going to have people from the 04 Red Sox. They're going to have people from the Patriots when they came back from 28-3.
Mm.
They're going to have the Jumbotron, the intro. Dude, they came back in this game. Dude, they came back in 04. Now, dude, unfinished business. Let's go.
Why don't they just hire you? You'll be the hype man.
Okay. Come on, Celtics fans. Get up. All right. Al Hor, he's here. Al Hor.
Al Hor. Al Horford. Yeah. There's a Ford in there. Al Horford.
Not the way I do it.
No.
Taco Fall shows up, gets the crowd, walks in.
Yeah,
those videos, yeah, where he's doing his arms up. Everybody, get up. Get up.
I bring Kurt Schilling back. Yeah. Well, bloody sock. Have him full uniform, bloody
sock. Fits in more than you think.
I have Jeter and A-Rod. I get them seats there just to let them know. You're back in town, and we know some bad things happen. 20 years ago, some
bad
things happened.
Somebody to slap something out of A-Rod's hand. Like when
Dave Roberts, though, isn't walking through that door, though.
Kevin Millar might be, though.
Oh, yeah, you could get Kevin Millar there.
That's a party.
Sure you could. But, yeah, Big Poppy there.
That 04 team had some characters.
Oh, Johnny Damon.
Yeah.
That Pedro Martinez.
Manny.
Yeah, Manny B. Manny. Gosh, you forget. Like, Manny was great. You just don't know what was real with Manny. You know, because steroid guy. But he had that ability. You know, right-handed batter. Normally a right-handed hitter, we don't talk about how beautiful their swing is. But Manny had a beautiful swing for a right-handed batter. Normally it's left-handed. Like, they always seem smooth. Oh, look at that. You know, like Mike Trout has a powerful swing. Shohei Ohtani has a beautiful swing.
Griffey.
Oh, Griffey might have had the prettiest swing ever. Yeah, Paulie.
I remember one time we had Pedro Martinez on, who was a character in his own right.
Yeah.
And we asked him for like a Manny Ramirez story, and he said, He sent a clubhouse guy out to Manny's car to grab something. Manny owed him a couple $100, right? So the clubhouse guy comes back with like a gym bag with $60,000 in it and handed it to Pedro. He goes, well, it's like $200, but he goes, just put it back in the glove compartment. And Manny drove around with like 60 grand at all times.
Sure.
You never know.
Yeah, a little pocket change.
Yeah, hungry.
Yes, Eden.
Do baseball players have the best stories?
Well, there's so many games, and they have the most time.
Like, there's a lot of downtime and a lot of games.
Yeah.
But baseball players always seem to have good stories.
Well, I think you get bored, you know, easily with everything that comes with baseball. You got to be out there hours before. The game takes hours. Then you go late at night. I had a friend who told me, and he was a former player, he said that he had it down to a science. Game ended. Shower, meet with the media, and then last call, and he developed great pickup lines. He said, I had, you know, about 15 to 17 minutes where if I got to the bar, I had to have a good pickup line, get a beer, and then maybe I was meeting somebody. Yeah, Paul.
So he had the hookup clock. He was ready to
go.
He was. Like the pitch clock.
Yes, he was.
You know, like 30 minutes, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I got last call. We got a 1 o'clock game tomorrow.
Yeah. Hotel bar in 15.
Yeah. But he said I had to have it down to a science because to get to the hotel bar just in time, hope somebody was still there, and then have a pickup line. He wasn't a closer, by the way, in case you're wondering what his position was. He was a closer, but he wasn't a pitcher. You know what I mean?
LOL.
Yeah.
LOL.
You know what I mean. We'll wait for J.J. Redick. I know that he's got some stuff going on with the mothership, so we're trying to see if he can squeeze us in today. All right, get a couple of phone calls in here. Gibbs in Virginia Beach is back. Hi, Gibbs. What's on your mind?
DP, great to talk to you again. Rest in power to the Queen, Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Quick story about that. My father, for some reason, would always take me out to eat when my mother wasn't around. And to the waitress, he would always mention for some reason. Oh, that Tina Turner, those legs, for no reason whatsoever. But okay. Great line, I guess. anyway, to Rob Brindamore, what the reporters were scared to ask and what they really should have asked was, if you swept them or you won the games the way they did, would you tell everyone and tell the media that you swept them? If the shoe fit, if it works both ways, did you get swept or did you sweep them in the same fashion?
All right. Well, let's play it again. Here's Rod Brindamore, the Carolina Carolina Hurricanes, not Carolina Panthers, the Florida Panthers, who won four straight against the Hurricanes.
The unfortunate part of this is he's going to look back and everyone's going to say he got swept. And that's not what happened. I watched the game. I'm there. I'm cutting the game. We're in the game. We didn't lose four games. We got beat, but it's, you know, we were right there, and this could have went the other way, and this could have been four games the other way.
Okay. You lost four in a row. And I know what he's saying. We didn't – he's implying that when you lose four straight that you had no chance. It's like the Celtics against the Heat. If they had lost the other night, then you'd say they got swept and they didn't play well. The Lakers, they could have won three of those games, but they didn't. They didn't win any of those games. They got swept. But they were competitive in that four-game sweep. I think that's what he's trying to say. Try to spin it positive that, hey, they beat us, but they barely beat us. But as Gibbs in Virginia Beach just said, if you had asked Rod Brindamore if they had won four in a row against Florida, Coach, did you sweep the Panthers? I imagine he would say, yes, we did sweep them. Yes, Paul?
Brindamore is so committed to this line. He's showing up for game five, ready to coach. Like, we didn't get swept. I'm here. I'm ready to play. They're not here.
Lucas in Texas. Hey, Luke. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan. Actually reporting from the road in western Kansas right now. So, y'all were talking about mismatched teams and names. And, you know, like, I'm a Texans fan, and there are a lot of teams in the NFL that just they don't even feel like mismatched. It just feels like, you know, workshopped by a corporate advertising team or something. Commanders, Titans, like, they just don't really fit, it feels. But I feel like the king of this, like, we're just not saying the quiet part out loud. Are we just not going to admit that there aren't really many any lakes in Los Angeles? Like, who goes to the lakes out in L.A.?
You're right. Started in Minneapolis, where you have more lakes than any other place in America. Land of 10,000 lakes. Yes.
That's kind of the most famous one that people point to.
That one or the Jazz?
I feel like the Lakers.
Mm.
I mean, you're in the middle of a desert. It's like the exact opposite of where lots of lakes are.
Yes, Paul.
I would throw my Chicago Bears in there. I lived in Chicago a big chunk of my life, and I was never threatened by a grizzly or wasn't really talked about in the neighborhood. And I know they kind of modeled themselves after the Cubs. The Cubs were established. But I can't think of any reason to name them the Chicago Bears.
So they sort of went in the family of Cubs and Bears.
I guess. I looked it up, and they changed them. They were the Decatur
State. But then you had the Blackhawks, and that's Native American.
And Illinois is a, you know.
Yes.
I'm not aware of many Lions in Detroit either while we're at
it. Oh, you haven't been there.
That's true. That's fair. 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 Fair.
You don't have to look for something indigenous to the area, I guess.
And like the Oakland A's, the Athletics, no, they're not. Have you seen them play?
Right.
Yeah. You can't call them athletic. And I guess they're trying to finalize this stadium where it's going to be 30,000-seat stadium off the strip in Las Vegas.
Oh, like walking distance?
I think they bought 35 acres or they're leasing 35 acres and they're going to build this and it's going to be 30,000-seat stadium for them. But I don't know what you do in the summer. Is it a dome stadium, retractable? I'm not sure because it gets a little hot there in the summer. It's heating up in the desert. Yes, Paul.
You know when there's a home run in ballparks, they do things on the scoreboard? You know the sound when you're in a casino and someone hits on the slots? It's like ching, 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 ching. That should be the sound the scoreboard plays when someone gets homers.
Oh, so many homers.
At the A's ballpark.
Okay.
Go really cliche.
Could you do a scoreboard that is a slot machine?
Yeah.
Like it just looks like presents itself that way. And then you have the lever that comes down when somebody hits a home run. And then like maybe the player's, you know, name comes up. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
You know,
I don't know when. Yeah, I don't know when they're going to homer. Like, they're now what 10 and 40.
Your A's?
Yeah, I think something like that. I mean, historically bad.
The A's are 10 and 41. They're 22 games out of first, and it's May. They've scored 181 runs and given up 364. Gosh. Run differential of 183.
Yeah.
The next worst team in baseball has been outscored by 73 runs, the Royals.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Yeah.
They will go down right now as the worst team in baseball history.
They're tanking for Victor Wembanyama.
Right. So
that's what people don't know. Hey, we didn't play well, but we got Victor Wembanyama. Oh, we're not going to.
Imagine if Kyler Murray chose baseball. He'd be knee-deep in his career there.
Going to Vegas.
Yep.
Yeah. Ted in Tampa joins us. Hi, Ted. Good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Hey. A couple things. I know you're talking about baseball and drinking. Nothing comes up higher than David Wells going out getting bombed at a bar and next day throws perfect game. And number two, you're talking about right-handed swingers. I think you will agree, even though he was a switch hitter, I never saw a better swing than number seven from the Yankees from the right-hand side of the plate.
Yeah, yeah. But still, we focus on left-handed swings. Thank you, Ted. By the way, David Wells got hammered all the time. It's not like, wow, that's the only night he got hammered and then he pitched a perfect game the next day. It's like, David went at it pretty hard all the time. That was a one time only that he went out and got drunk and then he pitched a perfect game.
Oh, well, pitching tomorrow?
It's not like Kurt Warner went out on a bender one night and the next day had a great game.
Brad in Kansas. Hi, Brad. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan? Right. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple of unrelated questions for you, but one is you always mention about having more safety involved in football helmets.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they use the padding on the outside of the helmet during practice and not during a game?
All those new practice helmets that...
they have kind of a mesh-looking, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think they're trying something out there and give you extra padding instead of inside, having it on the outside. I haven't done a deep dive on that, but I have watched them use those during training camp. J.J. Redick will join us coming up next, play of the day as well. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
ESPN NBA analyst, former NBA player J.J. Redick, joining us on behalf of DraftKings. Appreciate you spending some time with us there, J.J. Let me ask you the poll question here. I'd rather have my team get swept in a series or lose in dramatic fashion in Game 7?
That's interesting. Lose in 7, of course.
Have you had both?
I was swept when I played against the Heatles, when I was with Milwaukee briefly. And I'd much rather lose in 7.
Well, if you're LeBron and the Lakers, you could have won maybe 2 or 3 of those games, but you still got swept. It didn't feel like a sweep. Does that feel like, hey, we had a great season if you're the Lakers?
Given where they started and given the amount of time post-trade deadline, I would be very encouraged if I was the Lakers. There's a way to create some cap space. They've got to bring Brett back, Austin Reeves. I thought his development this year into a legit half-court shot creator. You could run offense through him. I thought that was a huge development. And, you know, LeBron, I'm assuming he's going to have some sort of surgery and rehab from that, so maybe he's not fully 100% when the season starts. But there's enough to build on this based on this season and this postseason run. But yeah, you're right. That series was, look, you got to give Denver credit because they're the better team. They have the best player in the world. They closed out games, ridiculous shot making down the stretch, key stops in game 4. You got to give them credit. But the Lakers aren't that far off.
We had Tim Legler on yesterday. He said it doesn't matter who's going to play the Nuggets. The Nuggets are going to win because there is nobody who's come up with a game plan to stop Joker. What do you think of that?
I think that's accurate. And it's interesting, the last 17 games of the season, they went 7-10. They sat some guys out. They had a couple multi-game losing streaks, and it didn't feel like they had that momentum, so to speak, going into the playoffs. And then within a couple games in the playoffs, you're kind of looking around, and you're like, wait a minute, this team is really good. And by the end of the Phoenix series, it's pretty clear that they were playing better than anyone else in the playoffs. And it's not just Jokic, the game plan. I haven't seen a game plan to stop the Jokic-Murray two-man game, whether that's dribble handoffs or whether that's pick and rolls. They inverted the pick and rolls at the end of game 3. They ran Murray as the screener and Jokic as the ball handler. They scored on every play. They present so many problems, and there's no good answer.
I said this to Legler. I thought that the MVP of that series against the Lakers was Jamal Murray. I knew what to expect out of Jokic. Murray, though, felt like he went back to the bubble and his version. Do we sort of take Joker for granted that he's going to give you a triple-double, but Jamal Murray can help you win a title?
Jokic was the MVP. But Murray, this the greatest thing that Michael Malone said, I was calling one of their games earlier in the playoffs, and he referred to Jamal Murray as the other superhero, and I think that's accurate. Where, look, you have star players, they need a Robin, a Batman needs a Robin, you also need some Alfreds, occasionally you might need a Catwoman, sometimes you need Lucius Fox to step in. But Jamal Murray is a true Robin. He's a true number two, reliable, can get you a bucket on his own, can play the two-man game with Jokic. And I keep going back to this. You know, when you talk about duos in the NBA, the best duos always complement each other. And those two guys complement each other in spades.
Well, do Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum complement each other?
Absolutely not. I mean, I've said this. How much two-man action can you run with those guys?
Yeah.
The problem is those two guys are going to be guarded by the two best wing defenders. So anything you do with the two of them is just going to be a switch. Whereas with a Jokic-Murray pick-and-roll or a Draymond-Steph pick-and-roll, you've got a lot of possible answers, and none of them are really good.
We're talking to J.J. Redick, the former NBA player and now analyst for the Mothership, up for at least one coaching vacancy, it feels like. Where did this come from, wanting to maybe be a head coach?
Well, I mean, you certainly miss the competitive side of professional basketball when you retire, and that's probably the biggest itch. I'm loving what I'm doing right now, and I'm in a very fortunate situation that I can kind of wait and just see if there's anything that materializes that's sort of a perfect fit. But you know, I've talked with teams now going on a year about assistant jobs, and I'm interested in being a head coach. I don't have to start as a head coach. I don't have to start as an assistant. It doesn't matter to me. It's more just about the fit and the people that are, you know, at the organization.
The Ja Morant situation, JJ, that this is the second go around. It feels like there's anger, but then there's also of, you know, maybe there's something else here. How does the NBA approach it a second time around with Ja Morant?
Again, I'm not privy to the conversations between Adam and Ja and Ja's team, so I don't want to like speculate on that. I would just say it's very clear that there needs to be structure in place, protocols in place, requirements in place. You know, whether that is talking to someone. I mean, I'm someone that's been very open about my own mental health and my own forays into therapy and performance coaching and all of that. And, you know, I think we all need it. And it doesn't matter if you're 23, 33, 63. There's always some self-improvement you can get. And in Ja's case, you know, I think having structure, having protocols, having a clear understanding of consequences, which it didn't sound like after Adam and Malika talked at the draft lottery, it didn't sound like there was necessarily sort of a clear thing. It was more just about dealing with the first incident and coming up with a punishment there. And I'm not condoning Ja. I've said this a million times. I'm not condoning the behavior. There deserves to be some punishment in place. And you have to recognize that he's potentially one of the faces of the new NBA once LeBron and Steph age out at some point, whenever that may be.
Yeah. Final 30 seconds, you're the GM of the Lakers, and the one move you need to make in the offseason is?
In some ways, first of all, you Hachimura and Reeves need to come back. You need to figure out a way to bring them back. And if you can create enough cap space, I think upgrading at the point guard position is probably it, and I don't know that the solution is Kyrie Irving, because to get to probably his number, you've got to relinquish some depth. And as we found out in the playoffs, you know, you're only as good as your weakest link. And that's where I think a team like the Denver Nuggets, when they went to this 8-man rotation, 7-man rotation at times in the conference finals, they don't have a weak link. You know, they have interchangeable parts when they go to their bench. Bruce Brown has been awesome. So I don't know that you want to give up a ton of depth to go out and sign a max-level point guard, but that's the position to me where I think they can make some headway.
Safe travels. Great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining us. J.J. Redick joining us on behalf of DraftKings. 1 hour in the books, two more to go. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.